Well, now for something similar but different. Same, but
I'd
different.
I'd say very different.
Adeline Ng reports on a Michelin star dining experience in Singapore, the difference. Chun Hong Meng's restaurant that serves Hong Kong soya sauce, chicken rice and noodle won a Michelin star for its street food. So Adeline had to get the story. But first she had to queue, I'm not sure how many hours, let's say 2 hours, to get into the restaurant, so she certainly took one for the team. Tell us about it, Adeline.
I'll have to correct you somewhat. I was not that brave or that heroic for the team. What happened? I actually discovered this place quite by accident. I happened to be in Chinatown in Singapore.
Yeah.
And
this is just last week.
Lunchtime. This was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I saw this massively long queue. It's about 100 people in this queue for this hawker stall. In Chinatown, and I thought, what on earth is this place? And I had to dodge around people's heads and try to find, you know, what do they sell here? And it looked like something fairly simple with soy sauce, chicken rice, and noodles.
Mm.
And I thought, okay, I'll just keep this one in my... I was just too hungry to wait for that long, that queue. It just scared me. I thought, no, I don't have patience or time for this. So I went away. I asked a few of my friends who were locals about this place. Oh, there's a really long queue in Chinatown somewhere. I don't know what it's about. And they also, it must be that Michelin star place.
Mm.
Now, what Michelin star place? And I remember then, last year, I saw this thing going around in social media about this, the first time a hawker stall had won a Michelin star, and it happened to be in Singapore. And actually, it was at two hawker stalls that won Michelin stars, but this was the cheapest. And
right.
It had a really great story behind it. Really humble guy, a Malaysian man who had moved to Singapore to make good, and he's done really, really well.
This is Chan Hong Meng we're talking about.
Yes, Hawker Chan, otherwise known as.
Hawker Chan, okay.
Anyway, I decided that the next opportunity in Chinatown, I'd make a beeline for his store, but I wasn't going to come at 12. I got there at 10-something in the morning.
You'd only just had breakfast and you were queuing for lunch.
I think I had a very early breakfast, let's just say. So I got there at 10-something. Fortunately, much shorter queue. I think there's only about 10 people in the line in the queue. In front of me, there was a tourist already, someone from China, and, you know, she had a DSLR camera snapping away, and, you know, so she'd obviously heard about the place as well. And it was, you know, quite a different affair from what Veronica was just describing. So my affair was just, you line up for, I don't know how long, to get this plate of rice and chicken, soya sauce chicken, which was really good.
Mm.
And you had plain rice with soya sauce on it. And I ordered an extra bit of char siu, which is just roasted pork.
Mm.
Put it on a tray. You are addressed by really grumpy staff who don't look like they want to help you at all. And you help yourself to, you know, side sauces. So it's all very simple affair.
And do you sit in there?
You do. The place that I went was actually a second branch,
right,
of the original store. The original store is on the second level of a building. A few people have commented that they tried to find it and they couldn't find it. I wasn't quite short on time, so I just went back to the place that I had seen, which was the second store. It was air conditioned.
Mm.
It was a little more expensive than the original store. Original store sells it for $2.
$2? You haven't left $100 off.
So it'll be a little bit
less.
$2
for Michelin star meal.
Well, less than in Aussie dollars, yes. It's the cheapest Michelin-starred meal in the world.
Right. So if that's the cheapest, how much is the other one?
The other hawker stall, you mean?
The other Michelin-starred.
I think it's $6.
Stall. $6?
Pork noodles.
Outrageous. Outrageous.
The one that I went to was $3.80 for the
cards?
Same. I don't know. They're too grumpy to me.
Go and shout the restaurant, couldn't we? That's amazing.
It was pretty amazing.
And the food is good. I know. Chicken rice is huge in Singapore, possibly also
honest,
in Malaysia.
This is not chicken rice the way you think of Malaysian and Singaporean Hainanese chicken rice, where it's flavoured in the chicken stock.
Right.
This is plain white rice with flavoured with the soy sauce. So it would just if it was chicken, stock chicken rice with that sauce.
I prefer the chicken rice with the stock.
Well, you haven't tried this one, Graham. You just simply have to.
Well, yeah, I can't
melt
come anywhere near
mouth.
That. It's an incredible
in your
story.
Mouth, chicken and chicken skin.
Okay.
As well, so.
I did in Honolulu go to a ramen restaurant that had a constant queue out the front, and they made the ramen noodles there from scratch, and they cooked them and they put various things with them, and that wasn't expensive. And I just forget the name of it now, but my daughter-in-law's brother was there just a couple of weeks ago, and I said, what were the queues like? Yes, just the same. We went past two or three times, too many people, so we kept going. But we did, when we were all there as a family a couple of Christmases ago, we ate. That was fantastic. Yeah. So I think good quality food's the first trick. And then if it happens not to be expensive, that's obviously the sealer on the deal, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And the word gets around. I mean, it's amazing how suddenly, you know, a place becomes fashionable and everybody wants to go there.
Well, Newton Circus was like that in the early days in Singapore. You know, when I first started travelling up there, probably in the, I don't know, the 70s.
Yeah, I think you can still find really good seafood there.
Yeah.
It's more of a local place, and I think maybe expats who live there.
Yeah, you had to sort of know about it and know which stall to go to, because it's a whole lot of open seating, but you have to go to the
different stalls to get what you want.
So I remember a man turned up with a gold Rolex that he wanted to sell me, and he said, oh, waterproof. I said, what do you mean? He dropped it in my beer. I was not happy.
You're joking.
No. And it turned green in the end.
Did he get you a new beer?
Dear. No, the bugger.
Oh, dear.
He didn't.
No sale, and you're wondering why.
So the secret is to ask a local.
Yep, it is, absolutely. So, Adelaine Ng did not queue for 2 hours outside Chan Hong Ming's restaurant to bring you that story.